Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Loughlin. At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across western New York.
This is pandemonium.
Picked off by Leotis McKelvin at the 35-yard line. Leotis, my man.
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It is the podcast, the John Murphy Show podcast, presented by NOCO for Monday, January 27th. Good evening. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Bumped off the airways by hockey tonight. We'll have a podcast tomorrow night. We've got a full live two-hour show coming up Wednesday this week, so thanks for tuning in. There's a lot going on, too. A lot of news here at One Bills Drive over the last few days since we last joined you on the radio show last Friday night. In fact, the news started moments after we got off the radio show on Friday night. The Bills hiring a new defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. You know that news by now. Jim Schwartz is going to join us in studio in just a few minutes here on the podcast. We'll get his thoughts on his background about his time in Detroit, his time in Tennessee, and his upcoming time with the Buffalo Bills. The 47-year-old new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. He's coming up in a moment. That was the big news today. The other news came late Friday night as well. The Bills hiring a quarterbacks coach, Todd Downing. So Schwartz and Downing, we'll talk more about them as we move along through the podcast tonight. But Jim Schwartz met the media today. 21 years coaching in the NFL. He has spent eight years as a defensive coordinator. Did that with the Tennessee Titans from 2001 through 2008. He became the head coach of the Detroit Lions in 2009, led them to the playoffs in 2011, his third year there, and then was let go by the Lions just this past December. Out there on the street, the Bills were ready to hire him. The brand new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, Jim Schwartz, and head coach Doug Marrone introduced Jim Schwartz to the media this afternoon here at One Bills Drive.
Having watched his defenses, the way they played, it goes back to my original theory. You know, when you look at, you know, high-end defensive coordinators, you want to look at people that you don't like going against their defense. Jim's defenses have always been very tough, very difficult to run on, very difficult to score on. They've been aggressive, and it's been very tough to game plan against them. So we were very fortunate that we were able to, with Russ Brandon and Doug Whaley, giving me the opportunity or the organization the opportunity to get on a plane in Mobile, fly up, sit down with Jim, and be able to get this done.
Head coach Doug Marrone, he's right. They were fortunate. They were aggressive, too, when you think about it. And last week, we did the four shows last week at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. If you recall, a week ago tonight, on Monday, January 20th, head coach Doug Marrone was on the show. And at that point, he was talking about, we have a plan in place if we lose Mike Patton. And then a couple of days later, we talked with the Bills general manager, Doug Whaley. He said essentially the same thing. We have a plan. We're ready to execute if Mike Patton leaves. Well, Mike Patton finally got the Cleveland Browns job on Thursday, and by Friday night, I mean, what are we talking, 28 hours after the departure of Mike Patton, the Bills had their man, and not just any guy, a guy with proven success in the NFL as a defensive coordinator, a guy who has been able to sit in the big chair, the head coach's chair, for the last several years with the Detroit Lions, a big-name guy. Jim Schwartz, an outstanding coordinator during his tenure with the Tennessee Titans. When we sit down with Jim Schwartz later on, I'm going to tell him this story, but I distinctly recall Greg Williams when he was head coach here with the Bills. We used to do the Greg Williams show on the television side, and there's some downtime there, and he would talk about the guy who replaced him in 2000 as the defensive coordinator, or 2001 it had to be, defensive coordinator in Tennessee. He said, there's this young guy, Jim Schwartz. He is an up-and-comer. This is Greg Williams talking. He said, this guy is going to be a better defensive coordinator than I was at Tennessee. That's when Jim Schwartz first came on my radar. So I think, obviously, it was a decisive, bold move by the Bills to reach out to get a guy who had just come off the field as a head coach. And keep this in mind, Jim Schwartz could have collected his money and not coached for the money that the Lions still owed him, but instead he jumps right back into the fray as the new defensive coordinator for the Bills. Not the only change for the Bills coaching staff. The quarterback coach we talked about a minute ago. But during this news conference today, Bills head coach Doug Marrone talked about the composition of his coaching staff, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Jim O'Neill spent the last year here as one of the linebackers coach with the Buffalo Bills. According to Marrone, he is going to go to Cleveland as defensive coordinator. Head coach Doug Marrone and the Bills gave him permission to talk with Cleveland on this morning, Monday morning. And Marrone mentioned this afternoon that Jim O'Neill is going to wind up as a defensive coordinator in Cleveland. Brian Fleury, who's been defensive quality control for the Bills this past year, he's going to go to Cleveland as, according to head coach Doug Marrone, an assistant linebackers coach. Jeff Hafley, whom the Bills hired just last week, or 2 weeks ago now, is going to go to Cleveland to work with their defensive backfield. This is all what head coach Doug Marrone of the Bills told us today. Anthony Weaver, the defensive line coach, just 1 year here with the Bills, came with Mike Patton from the Jets to the Bills. Marrone said he expects him to go to Cleveland as well. Marrone said he does not feel good about him coming back. Head coach Doug Marrone amplified his thoughts on what's going down with Anthony Weaver.
With Anthony Weaver, I've had a conversation with him today. Russ and I had this conversation. It's very important for us in this organization and this region. I think every fan and everyone out there totally understands that, you know, we want people that want to be here. And I think that's the most important thing, and that's the most important message. Russ has said it quite a bit to me. And that's one of the things why I'm excited about Jim. We talked to Jim. Jim wanted to be here. Todd Downing wanted to be here. Those are the type of people that we're looking for, people that can become part of the community, part of this region, be a positive influence on that, and at the same time getting this football program back to where we all want it to be.
So if you read between the lines, it sounds like the Bills would have preferred if Anthony Weaver had stayed behind and stayed with the Bills. As Marrone said, he does not feel good about him coming back. Sounds like Weaver would have preferred to move elsewhere, probably to Cleveland, you would think. And Marrone said he expects him to go to Cleveland. I get that. You know, if he doesn't want to be here, you don't want to, you know, hold him at gunpoint here to be on the coaching staff. So Anthony Weaver likely to go to Cleveland, according to the Bills' Doug Marrone. Donnie Henderson, who did such a superb job with the Bills' defensive backs, will stay on as defensive backs coach. Samson Brown, who assisted him, is going to stay on as assistant defensive backs coach. So if you're keeping score at home, by our count, the Bills are down five coaches. If they wind up with the same size coaching staff that they had a year ago, they're down five. And that does not include the fact that they have added one position that they didn't have last year, quarterbacks coach. The position they filled last Friday when they named Todd Downing to that job. But on the defensive side of the ball, if they keep as many coaches as they had a year ago, they'd be down five, or defensive and offensive coaches as they had last season, down five coaches. Two linebackers coaches, one defensive line coach, one defensive quality control coach, and they are still in the market for a wide receivers coach. Doug Marrone saying today that the wide receiver search got put on the back burner a little bit once it became apparent that Mike Patton was leaving and they had to fill that job. So it is Jim Schwartz introduced today as the new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, and he talked to the media at his news conference this afternoon about joining the Bills.
I've been an admirer of this organization for a long time, and, Coach Marrone mentioned having respect for people you go against, and I think some of the kind words he had for me are reciprocated. I feel the same way about him. And you know, when you're a head coach and you find yourself on the outside, you want your next opportunity to be you want to be very careful about your next opportunity. And I was in this case, and I didn't step into this lightly. Not only from the administration here and the ownership and the coaching staff, but also from a player standpoint. This is a tremendous opportunity for a defensive coach.
Well, that it is. When you look at the defensive talent, the talent on display, even in the Pro Bowl on Sunday night with four Bills defenders in the Pro Bowl, Mario Williams, Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius, Jarris Bird. It is a great opportunity for a defensive coach. Mike Patton parlayed that defensive talent and that defensive play into a head coaching job for himself. You would anticipate that the coaching style will change from Mike Patton to Jim Schwartz. And at his news conference this afternoon, Schwartz talked about his defensive philosophy. It will be different than Mike Patton, but he said the real key is that coaches have to adapt to the players that they have on hand.
From a coaching standpoint, I think a lot of times it's coaches adapting the players. We have some some outstanding players up front. You know, it goes beyond Mario Williams, goes beyond Kyle Williams, goes behind beyond Marcell Dareus. I mean, Alan Branch, Jerry Hughes. You know, I'm sure I'm overlooking a lot of guys, but there's some talent up front. It's our job as coaches to put those guys in good position to make plays, whether that's carryover from last year's scheme, whether that's new things that we bring. I think that's what coaching is all about, is putting your players in position to make plays, and that'll be a pretty easy group to do it. You know, we'll be fast, we'll be physical, we want to attack. We're not going to be a reading defense. There's going to be a lot of defensive linemen that are real happy to play in a system like that.
Almost a message being sent to the Buffalo players. The defensive linemen will be happy. Fans will like this, too. When he didn't get into specifics, Schwartz did not get into specifics about the Buffalo Bills defense, but he says one thing's for sure, they will attack.
We're an attack scheme. It's a scheme built on the guys up front getting after the quarterback. And, you know, I mean, as much as you want to be multidimensional and have different personnel groups, this league boils down to guys winning one-on-one. And I think we have some guys that can do that. So, you know, whatever anybody wants to tag the system with as far as a name, it won't be us, because we're just going to try to do whatever we can every week to do the best to have a game plan. And, you know, I think the similarities you'll see is, you know, it'll be as aggressive as it can be, and we'll try to be as physical as we can be, and also it's going to be an attack style.
Jim Schwartz, the new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, comments from his news conference held around 3:30 this afternoon Eastern Time at One Bills Drive. We'll hear more from Jim Schwartz. He's going to join us in studio coming up in just a moment or two. We'll get one-on-one with Jim Schwartz and get deeper into his thoughts about the job, his background, etc. The brand-new defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, coming up in just a moment. The Bills hired the quarterbacks coach Friday night. They made that announcement as well. 33-year-old Todd Downing gets the job. He has been 12 years in the NFL, 4 as a quarterbacks coach with the Lions from 2011 through 2013, coaching Matthew Stafford. He has some background with quarterbacks on the Bills roster. He had E.J. Manuel for a week at the 2013 Senior Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama. He had Thad Lewis for the summer when Thad Lewis went to training camp with the Detroit Lions. Todd Downing went to Detroit as an offensive quality control coach and then became assistant quarterbacks coach in 2010. Broke into the league with the Minnesota Vikings, offensive quality control coach there. He is 33 years old. Todd Downing, the new quarterbacks coach with the Buffalo Bills. More coaching news today. Former Bills linebackers coach Chuck Driesbach has landed on his feet. He has been named the new coach with the Cleveland Browns. The Browns hiring plenty of Mike Pettine assistants, apparently, and Chuck Driesbach, who was let go by the Bills 2 weeks ago, has been hired by the Cleveland Browns. Driesbach, 36-year coaching veteran in the college game, and now he has found another job in the NFL. After 1 year with the Bills, he is going to be on Mike Pettine's staff in Cleveland. And around the league, the Baltimore Ravens named Gary Kubiak their offensive coordinator, pulling a reverse after spending a lot of time talking about Redskins offense coordinator Kyle Shanahan and Ravens wide receivers coach Jim Hostler. The Ravens go to Gary Kubiak, the former head coach of the Houston Texans. He coached the Texans for almost 8 seasons. Super Bowl going on. All the talk about weather. The forecast looks okay, really. Less than a week to go now, 6 days before the big game. AccuWeather in New York now predicting a high of 36 degrees for Sunday with possible snow showers. It could even be milder to that, and the precipitation could turn to rain. So it doesn't look like you're going to have the Armageddon weather that many people feared when it came to Super Bowl this year. It's the first outdoor Super Bowl in a cold weather climate. 6:30 p.m. kickoff, the record 39 degrees, the record low for a Super Bowl set in New Orleans in 1972. That may be in jeopardy, but it looks like there won't be, you know, apocalyptic weather anyway for the Super Bowl 6 days out. And Pete Carroll, all of the Super Bowl principals being interviewed this week, interesting comments from Seahawks coach Pete Carroll. He agrees with the notion that the NFL should look into medicinal marijuana to try to take care of players. Carroll answered a question about Commissioner Roger Goodell's recent comments, making it clear he thinks it's worth looking into. Pete Carroll, the Seahawks coach, said at a news conference Monday, quote, "I would say that we have to explore and find ways to make our game a better game and take care of our players whatever way possible." Medicinal marijuana legal in 20 states and the District of Columbia, Washington, Seattle, Washington, one of those states. So Pete Carroll weighing in on that issue. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the Bills' defense. Which way are they going, and which way is Jim Schwartz coming from? The new defensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills. He's going to join us in studio when we return. It is the podcast, The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Well, are you a coffee lover? If you are, at NOCO Express, they don't just fill up your car, they fill up your cup as well. Try a cup of World Cup coffee, now available at most NOCO Express locations. It's perfect for your morning commute or on your lunch break or as an afternoon pick-me-up. World Cup Coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop, but they've filtered out the high-end price. For a complete list of stores featuring World Cup Coffee, go to noco.com/coffee. World Cup Coffee, coffee done right.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO at One Bills Drive, and joining us, the brand new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, Jim Schwartz. Coach, welcome to Buffalo. Thanks for doing this with us.
I appreciate you having me.
You mentioned at the news conference today you were careful about your next opportunity as in a career. You said a head coach has to be careful. What brought you to the Bills?
Well, it started with Coach Marone. He's a guy I have a lot of professional respect for. I don't know him real well as far as having worked with him in the past. I haven't spent a lot of time with him, but we share a lot of mutual friends, and there's a lot of mutual respect there. So I think it starts with that. There's great leadership in this organization, from all the way from Mr. Wilson down to Russ Brandon to Doug Whaley. I felt very comfortable with those guys, and when it all comes down to it, it's players on the field, and they have some good ones here, and I'm excited to work with these guys.
You grew up in Baltimore. Your dad was a police officer in Baltimore.
He was.
How did that help form your character, do you think?
You know, my dad was a cop. We had 9 kids in my family, so that was certainly, you know, it was blue-collar town. You know, I'm sure a lot of similarities between Buffalo and Baltimore. You know, it was a steel town.
Sure.
You know, a lot of the guys I grew up with, their dads lost their job when the steel mills closed and things like that. You had to have a toughness about you to grow up in that environment, with a dad that was a cop. You know, a cop was his paying job. After that, you know, you had to be a father for 9 kids, but also he was working on our house all the time. Mm. You know, when you have a salary like that, you do all that work yourself. And my dad found a way to become a master carpenter, a master electrician, a master plumber. Seeing that kind of work ethic. Also, my mom, who's been passed away for almost 20 years now, I learned my work ethic from those people. And I'm very proud to be from Baltimore and to be a son of Jim and Pat Schwartz.
Where did you fall in the birth order there?
I'm second oldest.
Okay. So they looked up to you, all the young ones probably looked at you for guidance and leadership.
Anybody that's from a big family knows.
I am myself,
yeah,
actually.
The older kids responsible for raising some. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, my wife has 3 kids, and with a football coach for a husband, I mean, that's tough enough business. I mean, imagine having 9. You know, the older kids, you know, I was responsible for getting my brother dressed in the morning for school or, you know, making sure certain things happened. I think that's any big family would tell you the same thing.
Did you go to Georgetown to play football? Because not many people take that route. You must have been a pretty high academic achiever before you got to Georgetown.
I was always gifted as a student. I was the guy that didn't have to do homework. I could just sort of look at it and get it. Some guys are fast. Some guys can sing. Some guys can, you know, act or do whatever. My gift was always just being able to remember things. You know, I wanted to go to a good school, but you know, I wanted the opportunity to continue playing football, and I was sort of a, you know, an Ivy League type athlete, probably a little bit below that. I mean, I thought I was going to have an opportunity in Ivy League school, but I ended up with a great experience at Georgetown. It was Division III football. It's non-scholarship. You know, thanks to them with the financial aid package, I was able to, you know, make it through a school like Georgetown. I went there for academics, but it was important for me to be able to continue in football. I never really thought about making it a career until I started having a lot of friends that were working on Wall Street, that were making a lot of money, and they would complain that, you know, they didn't enjoy going to work. And I can say this, in almost 25 years of coaching, I've never once had a day I didn't want to go into work. And you know, that's been the easiest thing. You know, to be able to work all the long hours that we work.
Coach, you came out of Georgetown with graduating with honors with an economics degree. Has that at all helped in your coaching career?
You know, there's some similarities in some of the statistics and regression, and particularly some of the things that people are doing now. I mean, I can, you know, I can talk regression analysis with a lot of computer geeks and stuff like that. I mean, I think that there is that part to it, but you don't get very far from the players that are on the field. And, you know, the analytics that go behind why you do things are more important in planning and things like that than it is during practice or in game time and stuff. I mean, it's all about fundamentals and coaching and toughness and those kind of things, and those are the things we'll concentrate on.
I've read that where you embrace the analytics and the metrics, but you also don't want to just focus solely on that. Is that pretty accurate?
That's probably a good way to put it. It's just a tool, and you want to use every tool at your disposal to try to find a way, to try to find an edge. You know, there's some things I think that are pretty strong analytically, but it all comes down to, you know, sort of knowing that and then how you devote your practice time and how you devote your off-season work and things like that, and even personnel acquisition and things you're looking for in players that fit sort of that philosophy.
Talking with Jim Schwartz, the Bills' new defensive coordinator, you got your start in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns basically as an intern, doing whatever they asked you.
Yeah, I worked for free for a full year, drive people to the airport and back when you could still smoke in the building, getting cigarettes for secretaries and everything else. But, you know, I was very fortunate to be in a building with Bill Belichick, but not just him, Nick Saban, Kirk Ferentz. You know, I could go on probably for an hour of all the people that were in that building. And I was a young coach. I'd been at college for 4 years, and it just gave me a great chance to learn so many different things, even though I wasn't responsible for a whole lot of things back then. I got a chance to learn from some of the best. I always say I got a bachelor's degree in economics from Georgetown, but I got a PhD in footballology from Bill Belichick. And, you know, that's probably been the thing that's guided my career the most is the time I spent with him in Cleveland.
What from Belichick do you still apply today? What do you use the most that you learned from him?
You know, just about everything. Everything that touched the team was important to Bill. Marrying personnel and scheme, you know, that nothing stands on its own in the NFL, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, whether you're a scout. Bill did a great job of driving that all in the same direction. It's one of the things I was most impressed with here with Doug Whaley and his relationship with Doug Marrone. You know, that's hard to find in the NFL, and having everybody on the same page, you know, along with Russ Brandon, I think that reminded me a lot of my time in Cleveland. You know, but the preparation that goes into it, you know, I think there's only one way to learn that, and the ability to adapt from week to week and from season to season. You know, Coach Belichick has always been one of the best, in my opinion, at doing that. I was very fortunate to have picked up some things from him.
Coach, you worked with Greg Williams at Tennessee. I recall when Greg was head coach here, he talked about you. He said, the guy who replaced me is really good. He said, in fact, I remember Greg Williams telling me one day, that guy who replaced me down at Tennessee is probably a better defensive coach than I was.
Well, I got a lot of respect for Greg, too. And Greg is going to be back in this league, and he's going to come back. He's too good a coach. You know, he's been through some tough times these last couple years, but you know, I'll try to make him proud here too. I know he still wears some blue and red, and he still follows this team, and he made a lot of relationships up here, and worked hard to be not only the football coach here, but also a member of the community. And you know, you see a lot of people that have passed along well wishes from him, and I'll work hard to try to make him proud.
8 years you spent as the coordinator with the Titans defense. 5 of those 8, you were among the league leaders in run defense. How do you get that done, especially for a Buffalo team that has had trouble stopping the run this past year?
You know, there's a lot of levels to stopping the run. You know, not only being good up front, and you know, and then linebackers that can clean stuff up, and safeties that can tackle, and corners that can tackle. You know, it goes to scheme also. You know, I think that when it's all said and done, good defenses tackle well. And when we've been good run defenses, we've been a good tackling defense. So, you know, I think if you start with saying we want to be a good run defense, you're probably starting in the wrong area. You got to start with, you know, some things further on down the line. You got to say, hey, we want to be a great tackling defense. We want to be a team that communicates very well. We want to be an attack team. We want to be an aggressive team that can dictate, you know, where they have the opportunity to run the ball. And I think if you concentrate on those things, then you end up being a good run defense, and you can't get ahead of yourself. We'll work very hard to be fundamentally sound and to put the best tacklers we can on the field because, you know, I played at home field in the Dome for the last 5 years, but I knew every time we came up here to Western New York, there was going to be a premium on stopping the run because I found out today when that wind blows across right there,
yeah.
You got whiteout situation yes. coming across that road. I don't even know the name of the road.
Abbott Road out here.
I'm having a hard time finding my way to to my office right now. But, you better be a good team to stop the run in the AFC East because you're going to go to New England when the weather's bad, potentially go to the Jets when the weather's bad. Man, I played down in Miami when we've had hurricanes.
Yeah.
The last two times we played down there, you couldn't throw the ball at all because the wind was blowing so hard. So, good defenses start with stopping the run, and we'll work very hard to do that. I think we have the pieces in place that we can.
When you talk about the scheme for this Buffalo defense, should we look for a pretty substantial overhaul of what they did defensively last year?
That's still yet to be determined. We're going to do what makes sense for the players. We haven't even drafted yet. We haven't even signed free agents. So to sit there and say this is what we're going to be, I think that's a little too premature. We really don't know what we're going to be yet because we don't know the pieces that we have right now. Bill Parcells famously compared it to, making a meal and shopping for the groceries and things like that. But, sometimes you're not going to have the ingredients that you need to make what you had in mind in the beginning. Doesn't mean you can't make a great meal. You just have to be able to improvise on the, on the run a little bit. And I think that some of that will go into it. There'll be some continuity in some things. I think that's important. There'll be some terminology that'll stay the same. There'll be other things that will probably change. I think, everybody looks at change as if it's a bad thing, but, sometimes change helps too. Division opponents, they learn some of your terminology. You mentioned my 8 years at Tennessee. Peyton Manning had a notebook that everything we ever said on defense went into that notebook, and it really changed our thought process because, we went, a long time without changing terminology. A lot of that terminology that Greg Williams brought up here, Buddy Ryan had used when he was with the Houston Oilers, had stayed the same. Sometimes you can get into a little bit of trouble defensively if you get too predictable with hand signals, with terminology and things like that. So change necessarily isn't a bad thing.
Two more questions for you. When you went to Detroit, you inherited a team that went 0-16 the year before. You're in the playoffs in 3 years. That sounds like culture change, which is what they're trying to do here. How did you get that done?
I think we went about doing our business. We went about taking it day to day. I compare it to losing weight. I can lose some pounds. And, it goes into anything else. If your goal is to lose weight, you can do it. You can get in a steam room and drop a bunch of weight or, go on a crash diet, but it all comes right back. I think if you want to go through a culture change, you got to do it, day by day. Your goal for losing weight is not to lose weight. Your goal is to get on the treadmill every day or to go work out every day or limit your calories. It's not a crash diet or something like that. And I think that, in order to change the culture, you got to be looking at individual things in there and think small picture rather than big picture. And if you do, then the big picture becomes what you want it to be.
Last thing, Coach, you had an option, I'm sure, financially, not to coach this year. Did you think about that, or did you want to jump right back into the league?
That was an option. But, when this opportunity came up, it didn't take very long to see that it was going to be a good opportunity. And, it's in my blood. Like I said, I don't have a great work ethic. I just enjoy what I do, and that allows me to work the long hours and to be able to do this. There's nothing I'd rather do than coach football, be around football players, the competitiveness of this game. It's the highest level of competition, battling on Sunday. But it's not just Sunday. It's, the whole week. It's the off season. It's a competitive atmosphere. I'm a competitor. It's hard. I would have driven my wife crazy if I would have been sitting around the house, for a whole year.
Coach, thanks. Thanks for this. Good luck to you. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thanks, John.
Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio. Winter is here, and NoCo has what you need to keep you and your family warm all winter long. Whether you're in the market for new heating equipment or looking to fix what you already have, NoCo is the place to go. Right now, NoCo is offering $200 off when you purchase a new heating system. Just mention the promo code Murphy. That's right, $200 off a new heating system. NoCo also offers around-the-clock heating maintenance and repair, regardless of your furnace's brand or the company who installed it. Call NoCo at 1-800-662-6776 or visit noco.com/heating to start heating today.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Our thanks again to Jim Schwartz, the new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. He introduced to the media today, and he spent about 15 minutes in our studio with us. Interesting background, isn't it? Georgetown educated, economics. He won honors for his work in academic work at Georgetown as an economics major. One of nine children, I can identify with that. I like his pedigree. I like his resume and his success, his consistent success over 8 years as the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. It remains to be seen, this Buffalo defense, what happens to them as far as scheme. But he's got a lot of pieces to work with. And I think you got to salute the Bills management. When they said a week ago they had a plan in place, they obviously didn't take long to execute that plan, hiring Jim Schwartz as the new defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. And again, our thanks to him for joining us tonight on the podcast. Speaking of the Bills defense, Arthur Motes, Bills linebacker, is still alive. He is very much alive in the United Way campaign that's going on right now, the United Way Team NFL campaign. Arthur Motes, as you know, is the Bills 2013 Walter Payton Man of the Year for his volunteerism in the community. Well, you can help him in his efforts to better the community here. He's part of the United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge. He is up against a player from each NFL team trying to recruit the most volunteers by the Super Bowl. The goal? To get 99,000 volunteers around the country to win where it matters in the most. The winning player will get a $10,000 donation for his local United Way, which in this case is the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. Right now, Arthur Motes is among the finalists, one of the top two vote-getters, but the voting continues and you can help. Go to buffalobills.com and look for Arthur Motes United Way, the United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge, and you can vote there online, volunteer your time and sweat equity and help out your local United Way. Help out Arthur Motes win the league-wide competition. Again, go to buffalobills.com/United Way Team NFL. Well, that's going to do it for the podcast tonight. Coming up tomorrow, more podcasts. Who knows, maybe more coaching moves for the Buffalo Bills, and we'll keep you updated on the Super Bowl news tomorrow as well from New York City. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, NoCo, family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NoCo can do for you at NoCo.com. Our producer is the Bills Director of Broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. Podcast tomorrow night, the John Murphy Show, presented by NoCo, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.